you dry yourself down, you dry your face and all that sort of shit. And then all of a sudden you realize I've got hair in my mouth.
Coming to you from Australia, it's Idiot Box Radio. Please welcome the hardest working type 2 diabetic in podcasting. It's Idiot Box Radio with your host, Tori.
Hey there guys, how you doing? It's Tori here, Tori Idiot Box Radio, coming to you from the mean streets of Geelong, Victoria, Australia. I hope that you are super well, super good, super safe, super brilliant. And I know you are. You can go to idiotboxradio.com, become a patron for 40 cents a week, but you just pay $1.50 a month, and you can get all this and more, and your name at the end of videos, and I read audiobooks to you. But I digress, therefore, yay verily. As you can see, you can't see today because I've sort of changed the camera angle, but you know, I'm potentially a very fit person, which I'm not, but I used to go to the gym a lifetime ago. And one of the things I realized, and I wrote a note down. This note is years ago. I've got this little note on my phone. Whenever something fucked happens, I write about it, and then I'm like, I've got to tell my friends about this one, and my friends are you. So you go to the gym. And some gyms have a shower that you can use. And in some cases, they will even supply you with a clean towel to use after you've had your shower, and you just throw it into a basket and it goes off to the laundry or whatever. But I was thinking, like, I'm a bit of a germaphobe and I don't really like using the gym shower. I will if I have to, which I haven't for some time. But the thing that was running through my head was that the lady who used to own the gym that I go to, hey, Robin, we're still friends on Facebook. You probably don't listen to this though. She sent all of the towels off to be laundered, and that was great and that was good and very helpful. But one of the things I used to worry about when I was using those towels, it was like you dry yourself down, you dry your face and all that sort of shit, and then all of a sudden you realize I've got hair in my mouth, and then you pull it out. You've always got to get it off your tongue, and you're like pulling that pube off your tongue, right? And you realize that's not your pube. And it isn't like you just snacked down on someone else's kizzits. It came off the gym towel. It's going to happen. And it used to, like, I was so lazy, I would never want it. I couldn't be fucked taking my own towel. Fuck that. But it was like I was, you know, dancing with the devil in the pale moonlight every single time I had a shower at the gym, because I was like, mother fucker. Is today the day I am going to be copping it sweet on a tasty treat that came from another body and can't be beat? It's like when you order food and the chef or the waitress's hair is wrapped around it like a neat little vol-au-vent. It's so disgusting. But it just went into my head and I thought, I've got to share it with you. I've got to share this, you know, goodness with you so that, yay, verily, you can enjoy it too. It's just a thought that went through my head, guys. I'm sorry, I don't make the fucking rules. Going to the gym, getting someone else's pube in your mouth. Has that happened to you? I'm digressing now. It's sort of like you're having intimate times with your partner or person that you've spent 2 seconds with. It's like you've gone down and then you're trying to work out a way that you can sort of still keep the motion going whilst getting that hair out of your mouth that just went into it. It's like, how do I do this without embarrassing them that life's fucked? We try so hard to please ourselves and each other. It's always a tough one, but I'm the only one talking about it in this room. So hope you enjoyed. Hope it made you feel a bit yuck. Let me know about your tragic pube stories. I want to know. Comment below. Bye.